listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Three people have been rescued after becoming lost near Bluff Knoll. Emergency services getting the call around 7 o'clock Saturday night, but the group had enough supplies to safely camp there overnight, with the police air wing making the rescue Sunday morning. A 32 and 56-year-old woman and a 71-year-old man escaped uninjured. Cattle and sheep producers impacted by the dry season are being urged to monitor herds and plan ahead to ensure the welfare of their animals. That's just some of the latest advice from the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development, who have made tools available to help get through the current situations. DPIRD's Dr. Danny Roberts says it's available through the 2024 Seasonal Information website,
which contains information for cattle and sheep, and on that there's a lot of different topics. One of the things for cattle producers now is we've provided information on how to better feed budget to ensure that the animals are getting the right amount of energy.
A much-needed boost for homelessness services across WA. The state government announcing a total $92.2 million towards the continuation and expansion of services, including establishing Housing First support services in Albany. Sophie Moore from St. Patrick's Community Support Centre says it comes at a critical time.
It is pretty much the worst that we've seen it. It's difficult to quantify because, of course, there's different trends over the years, but in terms of increase in new people experiencing homelessness, people who are working families, we've had an increase across all areas in that regard.
In sport, a big final in the Margaret River Pro has seen a local talent take out the men's title. Jack Robinson scoring 9.10 for two massive turns on the biggest wave of the day to help defeat two-time world champion John Don Florence, the 26-year-old finishing with a total of 17.27. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.